At the high point of this frenzy, Drugstore.com issued its challenge to Walgreens. At first, Walgreens' stock suffered from the invasion of the dot-coms, losing over 40% of its price in the months leading up to the Drugstore.com public offering. Wrote Forbes in October 1999, "Investors seem to think that the web race will be won by competitors who hit the ground running. Companies like Drugstore.com, which trades at 398 times revenue rather than Walgreens, trading at 1.4 times revenue." Analysts downgraded Walgreens' stock, and the pressure on Walgreens to react to the internet threat increased as nearly $15 billion in market value evaporated. Walgreens' response in the midst of this frenzy? "We're a crawl, walk, run company," Dan Jornt told Forbes in describing his deliberate, methodical approach to the internet. Instead of reacting like Chicken Little, Walgreens executives did something quite unusual for the times. They decided to pause and reflect. They decided to use their brains. They decided to think. Slow at first, crawl, Walgreens began experimenting with a website while engaging in intense internal dialogue and debate about its implications, within the context of its own peculiar hedgehog concept. How will the internet connect to our convenience concept? How can we tie it to our economic denominator of cash flow per customer visit? How can we use the web to enhance what we do better than any other company in the world and in a way that we're passionate about? Throughout, Walgreens executives embraced the Stockdale paradox. We have complete faith that we can prevail in an internet world as a great company. Yet we must also confront the brutal facts of reality about the internet. One Walgreens executive told us a fun little story about this remarkable moment in history. An internet leader made a statement about Walgreens along the lines of, "Oh, Walgreens, they're too old and stodgy for the internet world. They'll be left behind."